Well, good afternoon and welcome to week two of Black History Month. I'm Randy McElligott, and on today's show, something really special. We're going to be featuring music from some of the Sidemen that performed with Miles Davis over the years. And we're going to start off with Miles Davis himself from his album Miles Smiles and his version of the Jimmy Heath composition, Gingerbread Boy. Miles Davis opening up this edition of In Transition with Gingerbread Boy, taken from his album Miles Smiles. And now we're going to listen to one of the musicians that performed with Miles Davis in some of his great bands. This is the one and only Herbie Hancock. And this is taken from Herbie's great album, Maiden Voyage. And we're going to hear a track entitled Survival of the Fittest.
Thank you. Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
Personally, I think he was the greatest drummer that Miles Davis ever had in any of his bands. That was the great Tony Williams. And Tony started with Miles, I think he was 17 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And he went on to make some classic recordings with Miles and some recordings on his own as well. And we just heard a fine example of that from his album, The Story of Neptune. And we heard a beautiful version of Poinciana. And just before that, keyboardist, pianist extraordinaire Herbie Hancock from his album Maiden Voyage, and we heard Survival of the Fittest. This afternoon, we're featuring some of the sidemen that played with Miles Davis over the years. And we're going to listen to another one right now, a bass player that was with Miles for many years and many recordings, and someone who has recorded on many sessions, the one and only Ron Carter. And this is from Ron's album, Piccolo. We're going to hear his version of Laverne Walk. Thank you.
CHO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, your community radio in the nation's capital.
That was music from Wayne Shorter, and we heard Children of the Night, taken from his album High Life. And just before that, we heard some music from Ron Carter from his album Piccolo, and his version of Laverne Walk.
Amanece todos los domingos con Amanecer Ranchero, sintonizando CHUO. Amanecer Ranchero con Félix y Ada. Amanecer Ranchero, la mejor forma de empezar tus domingos. De 9 a 10 de la mañana, solo por CHUO 89.1 FM.
You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue with the music with a drummer that was featured on Miles Davis's pivotal album, Kind of Blue, Jimmy Cobb. And we're going to listen to a track from an album that he recorded a few years ago entitled Only for the Faint of Heart. And this one, rather, it's called Only for the Pure of Heart. Excuse me. We're going to listen to a track entitled Vida Blue. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, when you're in transition, there's only one other person there, and that's Randy. And Randy, if I could pronounce your last name, I would say it. But I'll just say Randy, baby. Hey, this is Cheeks, Chico Hamilton. Don't forget, in transition, right? That's the name of the game.
Thank you.
Was music from another bassist of note who played not only with Miles Davis, but again with many other musicians during his musical career, Mr. PC himself, Paul Chambers. And we just heard a composition, I guess, that was dedicated to John Coltrane. It was a song entitled Train's Strain. And before that, Vita Blue from drummer Jimmy Cobb. Now here's some music from a pianist that appeared on, let me see, some of Miles Davis's prestige recordings. This is music from Red Garland. And Red Garland from his album All Morning Long. And his version of They Can't Take That Away From Me.
Thank you. This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
Thank you. Thank you.
many, many years ago at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, I had a chance to witness one of the greatest concerts I have ever seen, and that was Sonny Rollins playing for us in the park. And I'll never forget that evening. The place was electric. The people, there were so many people at that concert. But it was typical Sonny Rollins, you know, just getting down and playing what he wants to play and playing with a lot of passion and a lot of musicality. And I think we just heard an example of that from his RCA recordings. We heard, "If Ever I Would Leave You." There's only one voice out there that sounds like Sonny Rollins, and that's Sonny Rollins. And I hope you enjoyed that. And just before that, we heard Red Garland with his version of "They Can't Take That Away From Me." Now, another pianist who was on the kind of blues session with Miles Davis was Wynton Kelly. And we're going to hear some Wynton right now from an album entitled "Smoking at the Half Note" with Wes Montgomery. Paul Chambers is on bass. Jimmy Cobb is on drums. Recorded in 1965. We're going to hear their version of the Miles Davis composition, "No Blues." Thank you. that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. The last track that we heard was from a musician who wasn't a sideman, as far as I know, with Miles Davis, but is one of Canada's foremost jazz pianists, Joe Seeley, with Paul Novotny on bass. And we listened to a track called Some Other Blues, and this finishes week two of Black History Month, and I hope you're enjoying the month so far. Next week, I'll be back with some more jazz. Not quite sure what we'll be featuring, but I'm sure it will be different and hopefully exciting. I'm Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.